Suffolk News, Thursday, September 14th, 2017. Up in the air, Ledbury estate residents demand answers over their future. Council's housing bosses quizzed on estate that could collapse in gas explosion. Residents living on the Ledbury estate, which it emerged could collapse from a gas explosion, presented a string of questions to housing bosses at a meeting this week. Ledbury Action Group and Ledbury Estate Tenants and Residents Association presented Suffolk Housing Chiefs with 54 questions at an overview and scrutiny committee on Monday, September the 11th. Danielle Gregory and Glenn Holmes, who live on the Peckham estate, also spoke out at the meeting to raise concerns over missed appointments for installing immersion heaters, lack of privacy, and fears over their right to returned homes. They were met with reassurance from housing bosses, who said they would answer all residents' questions, arrange a full independent review of the estate's repairs history, and formally confirm they would have the right to return. Glenn Holmes, who lives in Peterchurch House, told the committee, "I'm up to my fifth appointment for an immersion heater to be installed, and that's days off work. They, the contractors, are turning up for appointments, but sometimes they're going to the right number, but the wrong block." Another resident said there was no privacy in the tenants' hall when residents were being asked about their finances. "There are tenants being asked really personal questions about their earnings, etc., and everyone else can hear, and that can't be right," she said. Director of Housing Services, Jerry Scott, reassured residents that the council was on this as hard as we can be. "It's a big operation and there are external contractors involved," she said. "The missed appointments shouldn't be happening. One of the things we are struggling with is getting access to people's flats to install the immersion heaters. But if people are being let down by contractors, we need to resolve that." Cracks were discovered in residents' flats on the estate after fire safety inspectors checked each block in the wake of the fatal Grenfell Tower blaze. It was later revealed that the estate's four tower blocks had been vulnerable to collapsing from a gas explosion since they were built almost five decades ago. A report by structural surveyors Arup confirmed strengthening works, which should have been carried out countrywide on tower blocks after the Ronan Point collapse of 1968, never took place on the Ledbury estate. It was also revealed that the Ledbury towers were never fit to carry gas pipes, and residents' gas supply was switched off on August the 11th. Since then, the council has been working alongside contractors completely to remove all gas provision and make the blocks fully electric. Councillor Stephanie Cryan, the council's cabinet member for housing, told the committee that every resident would have to be rehoused. "I think until we have a programme of work, we won't know how long residents need to be rehoused, but everyone will be offered band one housing, and we are hoping once the work is done, everyone will have the right to return," she said. Speaking after the meeting, Committee Vice Chair Councillor Ben Johnson said, "This is a hugely distressing time for Ledbury residents, and the scrutiny committee was united in its support for residents and in challenging the council to do better. However, there are still serious questions to answer."